right, let's get to a classic phone tap.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh, my God. Who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
David says, hey, Ben and Kelly, my buddy has recently just decided, after a lifetime of being known as Ricky, now he wants everyone to call him Richard.
Sure.
He's starting a new job, feels he needs to be more grown up, I guess.
Yeah.
Feel like there's an opportunity here for one of your infamous phone taps.
Infamous. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Robert Hassenpepper, not a real person, works in HR. Again, he's not real.
Well, Richard doesn't know that. No, he doesn't know everyone in HR.
That's
right.
Company. It's a new company. He just has to approach Richard about potential issues with his name. Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello.
Good morning, man. Please speak with Richard, please.
Yeah, this is Richard.
Hi, Richard. Robert Hassenpepper with Human Resources over at Company. How are you today?
Hey, fine, thanks.
Wonderful. Well, I'd like to welcome you aboard. I know you're new to the company.
Yes, thank you. I'm really looking forward to getting started next week. That's for sure.
Absolutely. Well, I'm getting some paperwork together here, and we've kind of run into a little problem with your name.
Really? What kind of problem? What are you talking about?
Well, it's really just an internal thing, but we have five Richards in the department, so we're trying to sort it all out.
That happens. Okay, so what do I need to do?
Well, since you're the lowest guy on the totem pole, I was wondering if you wouldn't mind going by another name here at work.
I used to go by Rick, but I prefer Richard, so, I mean, if that's a big deal, I guess I could live with it. Not a problem.
Well, you know, the boss likes to keep things casual and friendly and likes to have everyone on first name basis. So, you know, we have a Rick, though. Can you believe it? And a Rich. So,
you know, I think there are offices with two people who have the same name in just about every building. It's pretty common.
Yeah.
Well, how do you feel about Dick?
I'm sorry? You know, I never really liked it. I'm sorry. I don't think so.
Well, we don't have a Dick in the office.
Yeah, you know, my dad was a Dick, and my grandfather was also a Dick. I just prefer Richard, if you don't mind. Just go with Richard.
What about Peter?
Why would you call me that?
Well, because you don't like Dick?
That makes no sense.
I apologize. I thought that was maybe your middle name.
No, my middle name is Michael.
Oh. Has anyone ever called you Mike?
No, but if that works, I can look at that. You can call me Mike rather than Dick.
Yeah, on second thought, sorry, we already have five Mikes already.
All right, so just call me Richard then if you have five Mikes. I mean, you have a few Richards? Whatever.
Yeah, I guess we could do that. Yeah. Sure.
All right, so why didn't you just do that in the first place then?
Oh, procedure. You know how these things are, corporate red tape and all.
I suppose.
Right. So, Dick, I'll look forward to you starting next week.
Seriously?
I'm sorry?
You just called me Dick.
Oh, I did? Well, sorry about that. Sorry, we were throwing around so many names, I guess I got confused.
Okay, so we're set with Richard, right?
Yep, Richard, it's a go, Mike.
All right, who is this?
It's Ben Davis over at 99.7 DJX.
I knew it. You know what? I can't believe I fell for this.
Yep.
How did you get my number?
Well, your friend David.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yep. That makes sense. Connected those dots pretty quickly.
Man, we got too many of those.
Oh, wow, we got five Mikes. We got five Richards.
That's
Do we have
right.
anybody else that's named anything else?
Anything else? Would Dick work for you?
I feel like that's the entire story.
It's a dude place, that's for sure.
Apparently.
Yeah, that's your phone tap.